Harper Audio presents The Trillion Dollar Conspiracy, How the New World Order, Man-Made Diseases, and Zombie Banks Are Destroying America, by Jim Mars, read by John Pruden. Copyright 2010 by Jim Mars. Production copyright 2010 by HarperCollins Publishers. Introduction. Single acts of tyranny may be ascribed to the accidental opinion of the day, but a series of oppressions begun at the distinguished period and pursued unalterably through every change of ministers too plainly proves a deliberate, systematic plan of reducing us to slavery. Thomas Jefferson. Today, Jefferson's words might read, "An occasional act of tyranny may be excused as a momentary lapse of judgment by officials, but a continuous series of such acts pursued through both Democratic and Republican administrations clearly proves there is a deliberate and systematic plan to reduce once free Americans to slavery." To be a zombie is to exist under the most onerous bonds of slavery, bonds that allow for no thought to one's actions. Zombies are controlled both mentally and physically by some outside force, whether through a virus causing them to seek blood or voodoo magic. A zombie is neither dead nor alive, and usually under the control of someone else, as in the old Hollywood films. Zombies stumble about, largely unaware of the world around them, intent on purposes that others have created for them through alchemy or electromagnetism. In old horror movies, actors Bela Lugosi and John Carradine controlled zombies, causing them to commit acts that ran against human nature. And now zombies are everywhere. They're highly popular grists for movies, books, comics, and computer games. Is it just a coincidence that zombies are so popular? Or is it possible that Americans like zombies because they offer us a reflection of how we perceive ourselves as barely alive and living mindlessly? Many individuals today stumble through their daily chores without caring or knowing why they do so. These people might be numbed by drugs, or the incessant bombardment by the broadcast media. But whatever the case, many Americans seem like zombies in so many ways. The term zombie is being applied to more and more aspects of life in modern America. Adderall is one of the most popular of the faddish new psychiatric drugs to combat attention deficit / hyperactivity disorder. This drug consists of equal amounts of the stimulants amphetamine and dextroamphetamine. In fact, ADHDtreatment.org describes a side effect of Adderall as zombie demeanor. The word zombie has so pervaded our society that it has worked its way into the scientific community's lexicon. In mid-May 2009, researchers at the University of Texas and Texas A&M's AgriLife Extension Service in East Texas reported that they had found a way to control the state's fire ant infestation. They discovered that the tiny forid fly, a native of the South American region where the fire ants in Texas originated, could dive bomb the ants and lay eggs on them. The eggs would hatch inside the ants and eat away their brains, turning them into what scientists called zombie ants. The ants would wander aimlessly for about 2 weeks until their heads fell off. Not only does the word describe how we view our own existence, but it has, and can still be, applied to the dissolution of the pillars of our society, most notably our banks. During the recent financial fiasco, the banks whose liabilities exceeded their assets were called zombie banks. As author Bill Sardi, a regular contributor to Lou Rockwell...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?